Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday, Joe O, Sammy P. Week 4 in the book for the National Football League. Looking ahead to week number 5, we bring in our buddy Will Brinson, CBS Sports. Will, how'd week 4 treat you betting the National Football League?
Week 4 was awesome, man. 4-1 in my Circa Millions picks. Shout out to Cal and Newman, the guys that run the same entry together. Go through the picks. So I think these things, you got to have this process, and like part of our process ended up being, okay, the Chargers and the Packers look like the easiest layups in the history of betting football. There's no such thing as a layup in betting football. They're going to be chalky. Let's stay away from both of those. And, that ended up being a very good thing. Shout out to the Rams for, just a ridiculous cover. But I feel like the Rams covering in week 4 versus the Rams not covering in week 3 kind of washes out a little bit, right? Speaking of the Rams, if you want an early bet, I like revenge, right, guys?
Yeah,
Davante Adams. Davante Adams grew up in Palo Alto. Watched 49ers growing up. Has 5 games against the 49ers in his career. Averages 126 yards per game and has 7 touchdowns in those games. And if you go and look at what happened this offseason with Davante Adams and the 49ers, they went to his agent and said, we will offer you wholesale, not retail, for your services. And so Davante refused to talk to them. And now he gets them at home as a 5.5-point favorite with a pretty robust total of 47. Definitely bet +145 anytime touchdown scored now before it dips. And I think you can find a 10-1 out there for 2 touchdowns. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Adams finds the end zone twice on Thursday.
I can only imagine how pleased you were on Saturday when the bartender shipped Chargers and Ravens, and then Sunday night came out 6:30 local time, bailout Packers. I imagine you were
Yeah. I think those were 3 of the top 3 of the consensus picks in the Circa too. And it was like, it makes sense if you're, it had been a pretty tough first 3 weeks, and you're looking at the board and you're like, I need something I can trust. The Ravens -2.5 at KC, the Chargers and the Packers laying less than a touchdown. That's what this league is, man. Like, of course, Jackson Dart, despite losing Malik Nabers in his debut against a Jim Harbaugh defense, goes out and beats the Chargers anyway. Like, that's what the NFL is.
I know. Whatever just happened, forget it. I know the market's reacting. People are betting it. Whatever just happened, completely forget it. In fact, you probably want to go 180. It's going to be the exact opposite. Why do you mentioned Circa Millions before we dive into this week 5 card? Why do you think the public has been so terrible in the first month? I think 5-15 at Circa Millions. Yeah. Like, if we go over it every day, the most popular picks every day. I'm not saying they lose, but they're really bad every week, NFL and college overall.
It's a good question, because I think historically it's like around 500 for the consensus picks over the full course of the season. I expect we'll see a little regression. My best guess is that, you have early struggle. I think it's sort of like a psychological thing, right? You have some early struggles. And then again, like last week, that was a really tough board in the NFL. And if you're looking around and trying to figure out where to go with these picks, it's like a Tommy Boy, when he talks about the guarantee fairy and what does a guarantee even mean? I could slap it on the box, but it makes you feel nice and warm and cozy inside. And betting on the Chargers and the if you looked objectively at the Packers and the Cowboys before that game and said, okay, like, how is Dallas going to beat this Packers team in this Micah Parsons spot? It's tough to formulate Dak Prescott shredding maybe the best defense in football over the course of 60 minutes. And that's exactly what they did. By the way, I'm very impressed with the Cowboys, but I think it's got to be sort of a obvious spots that just, that's how the NFL works. Like, sometimes these obvious spots are bad, and I think the public's been glomming onto those.
Would you rather take – I love this game. Mm. Would you rather take Tennessee +9 at Arizona?
Man, you got a problem, Sam.
I'm asking you now. I'm asking you. I'm not saying anything. I'm asking.
Your so friends Tennessee and family are going to be in a circle. Like when you walk out from the show, and they're going to be like, we need to talk about your Tennessee betting. Like we need to talk about your Titans betting.
I'm going to be in a gray jacket, just bobbing up and down saying Titans, Titans, Titans. Yeah. Okay, so that's the one option. The other option is Cincinnati at home getting 10 against Detroit.
Why did I think that game was in Detroit?
It's not.
It's not. Wow. Okay. Never mind. That line. I thought that line was going to keep going up. I was like 10 short. Anyway, no, I would. I don't want anything to do with the Bengals. I think that line could get to like 12 or so, and it might be fine. The Lions are one of those teams. Right now, it feels like they just have their foot on the gas. I think that week one game really sparked them in terms of, you know, now they do have Kansas City on the horizon after this. So that's a little bit of a trap spot, I guess. But I think that the Titans, if there's a week to take the Titans, this would be it because Arizona is not a step on your throat type of team. Like the Lions to me will step on your throat and just like run up the score and make sure that there's no chance of getting backdoored by some, not even the cover, but just like backdoored by Jake Browning doing some crazy stuff and trying to like pull out a victory. The Cardinals, I mean, you saw it against Carolina. They are more than willing. And really the Saints too in week one. I mean, they are more than willing to sort of like hang around and play with their food and let teams come back in. So, I would lean towards the Titans if I had to take somebody there. I mean, but again, you know, I would expect the Lions to be really popular. It is a look ahead spot. You got Kansas City on the horizon. You know, you're going to just run the football a bunch. It wouldn't be that shocking if the Bengals stay within double digits on this one.
For people that didn't use them against New Orleans or Carolina, they're going to be wrestling all week. Do I take Arizona in Survivor? If you haven't used them then, now is probably the spot. A lot of tougher games moving forward, but yeah, Arizona is going to be very tempting if they're still alive for a lot of people.
Well, and you got. Well, I was going to say too with the Survivor thing, if you're in the like Circa or like a lot of the ones do the Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving just got kind of. I mean, like you don't know what the deal is with the Ravens and Lamar. That line's down like 3.5, I think. He's got the hamstring injury. But the Lions get the Packers. I mean, there's just tough matchups that week. So it's like, I don't know. This is a tough week for Survivor for sure.
Well, take us to Lamar. Baltimore laying 3.5 against Houston. Houston finally gets off the schneid. They get the win. It was way too close for too long, but they pull away in the end. Baltimore laying 3.5 without a defense going up against a great defense.
Yeah, I think the Texans are 29th in points allowed and like 32nd in points scored or something like that. It's like total inverse splits. Baltimore can score. Right. They can't stop anybody. Houston can't score, and they stop everybody. So, I mean, I would think that if Lamar is for some reason not in this game, that the line dips even further, right? I mean, you can't lay 3.5 with the Ravens without Lamar and being on it. I mean, Marlon Humphrey now out for a while. Vatavika can't play. Like, they can't stop the run. And Woody Marks looked really good against the Titans. If they actually do the smart thing and give him the rock against Baltimore, you would think that he'd be able to move it, even with that bad offensive line. Right now I would lean towards taking the 3.5 with Houston, but obviously under the caveat that if Lamar is practicing all week, you know, we're probably going to get a much bigger line because the Ravens should be favored by more than 3.5 against the Texans at full speed, I think.
Right. I mean, the market feels sort of halfway at this point. The look-ahead number before the Lamar injury, 6.5. So if you're at 3, you're guessing as a bookmaker. Lamar's worth, obviously, much more than 3.5 points to that offense. They'd go to Cooper Rush, by the way, for those not keeping score at home. If they rule him out, which we won't know until Thursday or Friday, probably, Baltimore 1.5, maybe? Like, I don't know that Houston could be favored in Baltimore, but you're right. That's a halfway number on Lamar. I'm also curious, do you think Daniels plays this week for the Commanders?
I'm trying to like look around my thing to see what their exact schedule is. They're being really cautious with him, and I think that's probably a good thing. Maybe that changes a little bit if, you know, now that you lose in Atlanta, I think they wanted to see how long they could win, because they obviously beat the Raiders pretty handily in week three. Then you lose in Atlanta, but you kept it a little close at the end, although, you know, it felt like Atlanta did a great job there. They don't have anything until week 12 with a bye, but they've got some – I mean, it's just a huge stretch of games coming up here. The Chargers, the Bears, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, the Lions in a row. I think they'll just keep being cautious with him, honestly, because you need him to be at full strength, and they do trust Mariota a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, like – I think this week in particular, if you can rest him one more week against an AFC opponent and then have him for this stretch where you know you're playing like some critical games, I think they'd probably do that. But if you're gonna hold him out for 2 weeks, they're clearly just being overly cautious with him. So I think as soon as he's good to practice on a Wednesday, that's when we'll expect to see him playing. But they've made it very clear, if he doesn't practice Wednesday and Thursday, they rule him out almost automatically on Friday. So I would expect sort of the same thing.
With Will Brinson, CBS Sports, this is Bet Sweats. Will, who should be the favorite? Maybe they have it correct, but I'm talking Giants Saints, believe it or not. The Saints hung around, is a massive point spread against Buffalo, and we went over what the Giants did. What do you think? Because it did flip. We are now New Orleans minus 1.5.
This game stinks.
I know. Here's the thing. I know I'm going to have a bet on it. I'm probably going to take the Giants.
Yeah, I think I'll take the Giants too. Jackson, look, I really liked what they. I mean, I don't remember if I said it on this show, but I definitely called it like late last week. Just in terms of once they went away from Russ and went to Jackson Dart, like the beating the Chargers. I'm not saying that there's no chance Brian Daboll gets fired. But now you have an owner who's dealing with some personal health issues. You get the win over the Chargers at home with Dart. I almost feel like that might have guaranteed Brian Daboll keeps his job through the rest of the season, at least, and maybe into next year, just because it showed what you can do with Dart. Then you lose Neighbors. They still have like Wandale Robinson and Darius Slayton are not like the worst secondary and tertiary options for a guy like Dart. And they used his legs so well so early, and the Chargers just weren't really prepared for it. And how could they be? Because there wasn't a ton of tape on it. I think they'll do the same thing for the Saints. And just I sort of trust the Giants a little bit more. But this screams low scoring rock fight. 40.5 is the total. If I'm getting points with the Giants, I definitely lean that way.
Sunday night, man, they're betting the dogs so far. Look ahead was 10.5. They reopened at 9.5, and now the Bills are only a 7.5-point favorite against the Patriots.
Yeah, Drake. I mean, look, if you look at the Patriots' last 2 weeks in totality, they absolutely stomped the Panthers. You know, that's what, and they, if you look at the box score, and if you watch the game, because I had them in the contest against the Steelers, but they had 5 turnovers, 2 turnovers inside the 1-yard line. They dominated the Steelers. They should have blown the Steelers out, and then they go and blow out the Panthers. You know, I think Drake Maye's looked pretty sharp. You get Travion Henderson involved more. This offense is a lot more explosive. They didn't make the same mistakes that they made against the Steelers. And if you clean that up, this Bills defense, we'll see what they've got with Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. But when those two guys don't play, Buffalo really struggles to slow down teams. And so I think there's a very good case that, one, Buffalo is not interested in running up the score on anybody right now. Now they will, if it happens, but they're clearly just trying to stack wins and get healthy, because they know that, you know, with what's going on with Cincinnati, what's going on with Baltimore, the Chiefs struggles early in the season. They really have a firm command of the AFC as a whole. Obviously the Chargers are right there too, but you know, now you got the 2 tackle injuries. So I think Buffalo is just, I don't think Buffalo is interested in blasting anybody. Now they have done a really good job against division opponents. If this were to get under 7, I would love the Bills, but I can see why you would want the Patriots plus the 10. They've been frisky enough. If there are injuries on the defense, New England will be able to score and probably have a very good chance at a backdoor, especially when Buffalo is resting people potentially in the second half.
Just have 10 seconds. Maybe a game that we have not hit on. Is there a side that you love this week?
The Rams.
If not, that's okay. Oh, yeah, you mentioned it. Rams. Go back to the Rams. You're all in on Thursday. All right, Devontae. Devontae props. That's what he say. Will Britz and CBS Sports every week I hear on BetSweats. Thank you, Will. Best of luck. We'll play Nickel or Dime on the other side. This is BetSweats.